Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I spent the first 8 years of my life as a pastor serving in what was known as the Central District of Lutheran Church Canada. Our district in those days had a mission statement: to know Christ and to make him known. That phrase, which was chosen to direct the work of the congregations in Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Northern Ontario, also serves quite nicely to state the main point of today's gospel reading. John chapter 1 returns us to where we were last Sunday for the baptism of our Lord, to the region of the Jordan River, where John the Baptist had set up a mission station to prepare the way for the Lord Christ to come. Matthew and Mark and Luke all record the baptism of Jesus in much the same way. John's gospel, however, refers to it differently. Rather than describing it himself, John, the gospel writer, describes the baptism of Jesus through the testimony of John the Baptist. John saw Jesus among those gathered near the river, and he gave witness: "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, for he was before me.'" During his ministry, John faced many questions about his identity and his calling. Longing for the arrival of the Christ had been strong in Judea for decades. Jewish citizens despised Herod, the local king who ruled over them at Rome's permission. They hated the Romans as well. The old promise of God that a savior would be given for his people had inspired many angry men to boldly declare themselves the promised one, the Christ, and to rally gangs of freedom fighters in the name of the liberty of Israel. But none of them had succeeded. Cruel crosses hanging the bodies of would-be Christs and their comrades littered Judean hillsides as stern warning signs. Even so, they never extinguished the hope for the Messiah or the Christ to come. Naturally, then, John's emergence from the desert raised those hopes once again. More than once, John was asked, "Are you the Christ?" Each time, he denied it. He declared that he was simply the voice from the desert, prophesied by Isaiah, and called to prepare the way for the Lord to come. He contrasted his baptism in water for repentance with the life-changing one that the Christ would give with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He said he was unworthy to even tie the sandal laces of the coming one. John testified that the Christ was greater than him because he was before him. And now he had arrived. This Jesus come from Nazareth, mysteriously baptized by John, was he. "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus is the Lamb of God. He also is the great high priest, come to offer himself as the God-appointed, God-provided sacrifice that takes away the sin of the world. Jesus ranked before John, for though he was born of Mary 6 months after his cousin, Jesus truly was before his cousin. Before his conception in Mary's womb, Jesus was the Son of God, one with the Father and the Holy Spirit from eternity. But how did John know this? It was revealed to him. God made it known to John that Jesus was more than his human relative. Jesus was his Redeemer and the world's Redeemer. I myself did not know him, John says, but for this purpose I came, baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness. I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove and remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen, and I bore witness that this is the Son of God. John came to the Jordan River to preach and administer a baptism of repentance to those who heeded his message. He was the Lord's forerunner. He was Christ's witness. God told John that he would recognize the Christ in the one upon whom the Spirit would descend and remain. This would be the sign. After baptizing Jesus, John therefore saw for himself that Jesus was this one. By God's word and Spirit, John truly came to know Jesus, and he bore witness to him. He is God's Son, the Lamb of God, our sin bearer. A day later, John, with two of his disciples, saw Jesus come by again. He confirmed his witness. Behold, the Lamb of God. Those two followed Jesus. They called him Rabbi, teacher. They remained the day with him. They heard his teaching, and they too came to know him, to believe in him. One of them, Andrew, went and searched for his brother Simon and testified this of this new rabbi: we have found the one who is the Messiah, that is the Christ. To know Christ and to make him known, as this phrase encapsulates today's gospel reading, it also lays before you and me our mission, our ongoing mission as Christ's people and his church in this world. In baptism, we were brought near to God, and he drew near to us. God came so near as to speak his very name upon each one of us. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God breathed upon us his Holy Spirit, and he united us with Jesus' death that took away the world's sin, and his resurrection that gives us life to live in this world as God's newborn people of faith and love, with hope of eternal life. We know Jesus. We know him. We hear and believe his preached word that teaches us that he is the Christ, the Son of God, who took our human flesh upon himself to restore our race to life with God. Enlightened by the Holy Spirit, we too know Jesus truly. We love and trust him freely. So we make him known to our children, to our brothers and sisters, our work and classmates, our spouse, our friends, our enemies, and our strangers. We know Jesus, and we make him known that he may reveal himself to our neighbors for their good, for their salvation. We know Jesus, but for now we live in a world that does not. In our ears each day, the world proudly trumpets news of its progress, its compassion, its equality and justice, its power and wealth, its beauty and wisdom. The world and the devil who directs it cast doubt upon the person of Jesus. It denies his divinity, granting him the title Rabbi, but surely not Son of God. It demands that his teachings be updated to pay their rightful homage to our enlightened times. We know Jesus, but our neighbors don't seem to care to. We know Jesus, and we want to make him known, but all the world's daily boasting can chip away at our faithful hearts, shaming us for believing that what is true for us could possibly be true for all people. Yes, you go ahead and believe whatever you want about Jesus, but keep it to yourself. Be good little Christians, but don't bother us with your beliefs. He may have come for you, but he certainly didn't come for us. We know Jesus, but must we make him known to people who believe themselves to be good enough without him? We know the answer, yes. And yet fear has often silenced us. Doubt has confused us. Shame and guilt have bullied us and tempted us to despair. Once there was a prophet named Elisha. Elisha and his servant found themselves at one time surrounded by a strong, hostile army. The servant's heart quaked. But the prophet prayed that God would reveal to his servant that the enemy about them was far outmatched by the unseen army of angels there to protect them. The one who defends you and me in this world is the same one whom John called the Lamb of God. He has taken away the sin of the world. And he is in us. And he is greater than he that is in the world. Jesus suffered the worst that this world could threaten. He died at the hands of sinners. And yet he was raised from the dead, heaven's confirmation that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus knows our fears. He once felt all of them. Jesus sees through the world's boastful lies. He will silence them on the last day. On the cross, our Lord carried our shame and our guilt, all of it, and was justly punished for it in our place. Christ lives to forgive us for our failures, to make him known in this world. So when we come to the altar today, eat and drink his forgiveness in the bread and wine, the body and blood of Jesus. Christ stands with us when we tell others of him. Fear not. Christ speaks through us when we speak his words, and his spirit calls to those who hear us. How they respond is not in our hands. It's in God's. Ours is to know Christ and to make him known to others through words and deeds of faith and love, and through patient endurance of worldly hostility. Though this world does not know Jesus, it was made by him, and it will not overcome him. People without faith do not know Jesus, nor do they know their sin or their peril. And yet God knows this all very well, and in love he gave his Son to bear our sin and to be our Savior, and not ours alone, but the Savior of all people. Though some may reject the Holy Lamb sacrificed for our sins, others hear our testimony. They believe God's word and they come to know Christ with us. Praise God. Praise God that we know Christ through his word and his sacraments. Praise God for the grace to make him known to our neighbors. Because God, through our witness, our loving acts, our praise of him, our deeds of love, God, through these things, reveals his Son as the Lamb of God, as this world's Savior. And he gathers his flock. And he will do so until the end when the great shepherd comes for us all. Lord, keep us faithful until that day. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.